Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm.
Here we go!
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
Let's go, Philadelphia! It's game day! As the great Trey Thomas said,
it's game day!
And Carson Wentz is the starting quarterback, Amir. Well, I got into radio to not do math, Dylan. What are we, 5 hours away here? Three? Let's see, 1 o'clock, 10, 11, 12, 4. 4 hours away, we get to see number 11 lead that team out of the tunnel at Lincoln Financial Field. Yeah, since we're here in the trust tree and we can share feelings and emotions, I hate that it's a rainy day. I hate that it's a slick field. And, you know, I'm just sharing that feeling with you. I wish it was a perfect sunny day out there today, but it appears it's going to be raining for most of the day as Carson Wentz will face off against Andrew Luck in a mere 4 hours. Today we've been waiting for since last December. I think it was the first weekend of December when Carson went down. So it's a long time coming, and it's damn exciting. And it's going to be a tough game today. You know, I do sense a little bit of overconfidence from fans, from myself included in that. You know, sometimes you go, this is Colts. You know, and they're a decent football team. Their weakness is on the offensive line. So I think Fletcher Cox and the boys need to exploit that in a big way today. They need to make Andrew Luck's life miserable. But Luck is also returning from an injury as well this year. He hadn't played football in basically a year and a half's time, returning from the shoulder injury. And the one thing I was looking at, kind of his trends here through two games, he is a, I don't want to say check down, but they are not letting him rip it yet. He is... week one, he was the third lowest yards per target attempt. And week two, he was the second lowest. He's averaging about 5.2 and 4.7 yards a pass attempt early on in the season. So the underneath stuff, the linebackers may be playing a huge role in today's passing game. They have T.Y. Hilton. He hasn't exploded yet yardage-wise, but he does have a touchdown in each of his two games. And he is Andrew Luck's favorite target. So it is going to be a battle, and Andrew Luck does not really ever get blown out. He keeps them fighting in almost every game he's in. I think I saw he's 12-4-1 against the spread when a 6-point or more underdog, which they are here today at Philadelphia. So it's going to be interesting. Andrew Luck is a dynamic player, and we'll see what we get from him. And the Eagles are a little depleted themselves. But everybody becomes a little bit better when Carson Wentz returns to the lineup. So I'm on with you until 10 o'clock today. A little short stint before we send it down to Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Eitan Shander down at Fishtown Hops at the Sugar House Casino. Those guys will be taking you up to game day. And it's those guys do a phenomenal job on the pregame show. Devon and Trey really hold it down. And Eitan's in the mix today. And I believe if you're one of the first 97 people in there today at Fishtown Hops, you get a Fanatic prize pack, and with that, you get a chance to win tickets to the next home game, which is the Minnesota Vikings. So if you're down in that Fishtown area, stop by, see the boys. Hopefully you're one of the first 97 people there. And who knows, maybe you'll go to the Vikings game. You know, 1 in 97 shot, that's not too bad for some free tickets. You know, I might take that myself. Hey, this weekend's sponsor is brought to you by Adam Mechanical. For all of your AC and plumbing emergencies, visit adammechanical.com. And yes, the day is finally here. You know, Carson Wentz is back. He's missing a couple weapons. He's mostly in the backfield. And that's going to be an interesting dynamic from today's game. Corey Clement banged up his quadricep a little bit in Friday's practice. He wasn't on the original injury report, but it was a blip that came out late. And I had Zach Berman on yesterday on the show just to kind of for 3 minutes just to get an injury report. And Zach did say that Corey is going to play. He was pulled out mostly for precautionary reasons. Sorry, there was something gross on my mic screen, so I just had to get that off. I couldn't look at it for the next 15 minutes, Dylan. I think somebody spit out a little something. Maybe it was me. I don't know. But Corey Clement is going to play today. In how much, you know, they'll abuse him is still to be determined. You know, I wouldn't expect him returning punts today. I wouldn't expect him on special teams as they have to kind of preserve him for the actual offense. But Carson Wentz spoke, I believe it was Friday, and you know he's jacked out of his mind to get back on the field. You know he's excited, and his, you know, his nerves and all of that are going to be, you know, off the charts. So here's Carson talking about what he expects kind of from him and the offense, you know, right away returning to the game.
The whole offense, this whole organization always has high expectations. You know, we expect to go out and start fast, play fast, be clicking. And so I truly believe that's a realistic expectation. Now, that's just football. You know, it's not always like that. So those things come, and you got to learn how to balance those ebbs and flows of the game and everything. But, you know, I think we all hold ourselves to high expectations around here.
Yeah, it washed over me the other day. I was like, Carson Wentz is going to come out here and just look like Carson Wentz again. I don't have any fears or doubts. You know, I think maybe you allow for a first quarter of rust and nerves to kind of settle. But I fully expect him to come back in and look like Carson Wentz, MVP candidate from last year. We'll see if that is true or not. But I certainly have faith in him. I'm sure all of you do, too. If you guys want to interact on the phone lines today and talk about the game, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. I'm on with you until 10 o'clock before we send it down to Devon and Trey. And the other aspect of this game that's an interesting one is it's Frank Reich versus Doug Peterson. And, you know, it's the mentor versus the disciple. Usually the disciple doesn't really do great against the mentor. You look back to Doug P facing Andy Reid last year. Something tells me the mentor takes these games a little more seriously. I don't think a Bill Belichick disciple has ever beaten Bill Belichick. And that, there's an example of that going today. I believe the Lions and Patriots are the game, and Patricia is going to be facing Belichick. So, you know, there's another example of it there. The coaching tree spread out, and Frank Reich knows this team better than most. He knows Jalen Mills' tendencies. He knows Ronald Darby tendencies. He knows, at least he thinks he knows how he's going to exploit them. So that's going to be an interesting wrinkle to see how the Colts attack this Eagles defense. You know, their offensive line is certainly not the greatest in the world. They have a rookie guard who is probably going to get the duty of facing Fletcher Cox all day, and that's a nightmare. They have a third-year center who's, you know, nothing incredible at all. So, you know, getting pressure on Luck right away is one of my keys to the game. You have to make his life miserable. You need Fletcher Cox to sit on him early and let him, and he's kind of one of those weirdos that enjoys pressure, you know, getting hit and pressure. And I think Carson has a little bit of that in him as well. But this defensive line should, you know, they need a bounce back. They disappeared last week. You know, they had a strong kind of first quarter with getting pressure last week in Tampa Bay. But I guess you give a hat tip to Dirk Cutter down and the guys down there. They adjusted to the line, and Ryan Fitzpatrick had all day for the majority of the game, which was weird because, you know, I don't think any of us ever expected Tampa Bay Bucks offensive line to hold them in check. So to me, that's absolutely one of the keys, you know, to the game today it's not rocket science. You know, I'm not splitting an atom over here when I say the defensive line needs to get to them. But they need to get to him because they're not letting Andrew Luck rip downfield yet. So he's going to be doing probably the Eli Manning Giants approach, which is short, sweet stuff. You know, a lot of quick crossing routes, a lot of underneath stuff, a lot of stuff outside. So, you know, you have to protect the deep ball because they do have T.Y. Hilton, who is a bit of a burner. But, you know, it could be a huge day for Jordan Hicks and Nigel Bradham. We'll see what happens there, but it's an interesting matchup to watch because Frank knows these guys very well. So the first half, I'm really going to be looking at how Frank is attacking our defense and what their game plan is there. I think Andrew Luck's going to be trying to get rid of the ball very quickly. You know, he does have that Wentz in him a little bit where he tries to extend and make a play and all that, but, you know, and it's also a big day for the Eagles Ring of Honor or Hall of Fame, if you want to call it. Seth Joyner and Clyde Simmons are going to be in the house today, getting honored and up. Oh, did you see my chair sink? All right, sorry. I just felt like a couple inches there away from the microphone. Not great. But yeah, Seth and Clyde are going into the Hall of Fame today, so they'll be honored at halftime. That's very cool. The place is going to be rocking today, and it's clear now that Eagles, Doug Peterson, and Carson Wentz have an immense home field advantage. Immense. I believe Carson, off the top of my head, is 12-2 at home. Here's a not great against the spread stat, though. The Super Bowl favorites coming off a losing week prior is 1-8 against the spread, and Andrew Luck off a loss. Oh, well, he won last week, so that's a bogus stat I just pulled up. Never mind. But the Eagles, yes, are 12-2 at home. Home field advantage is a real deal thing, and this defense seems to be an entirely different team at home versus the road. And Rodney McLeod was talking about last week, you know, there seemed to be a little more panic from fans than there was inside that locker room about this team and bouncing back and forgetting about last week. And Rodney McLeod said, look, last week's already behind us. This is a new game on Sunday. Here's Rodney.
You know, a lot of things that happened last week were very uncharacteristic of us. So, you know, we put that behind us. You know, it's a new week. Got to reset your mind and move forward. And that's the only way that you get better, whether a win or loss. You got to reset, hit the reset button, start fresh, and move forward and work hard. And that's what we did all week. So we had a real good week. And, you know, we're ready to go come Sunday.
Yeah. And, you know, the secondary had one of their worst games, I think, in a long time. I think it was the worst game I saw Ronald Darby play as an Eagle. I'm still kind of not over that O.J. Howard touchdown. To me, that was just inexcusable. He made a business decision not to tackle O.J. Howard there. And it was, you know, one thing about this defense was they don't really allow the big plays. You know, it's kind of that bend don't break defense. But last week they let up two plays of 75 yards or more for touchdowns. So that was something, you know, they're not used to. We're not used to seeing. And you certainly hope they figured that out. And certainly being at home is going to help that. Because this defense is real deal at home. On the road is another story. And look, maybe last week's 103 degrees down on the field at game time, maybe that affected them more than they wanted to admit. You know, a couple of the guys asked about it after the game were like, no, that's nothing, you know. But, you know, 103 degrees is 103 degrees. If Tampa Bay's used to a little more heat than the Philadelphia team, then, you know, so be it. It's human nature that 103 degrees is going to affect you. So, but it is Carson Wentz's return. Real quick, I pulled up his prop bet stats just to get kind of a look for today. According to Bovada.net, they have his passing yardage at 260 yards for the game, over-under of that. His touchdown passes, the over-under is set at 2, and the interception is at 0.5. So those are the three stats for him. Fantasy-wise, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how many people start Wentz today. I have him in my one league, and I am starting him because I do believe he's going to have a solid game. And look, the wide receiver core by no means is sexy on paper. You have Nelson Aguilar and Zach Ertz. You're going to be your top two targeted guys all day. And then it's, you know, Jordan Matthews is back and Kamar Aiken. So it's the three, though. It's Nelson, Kamar, and J-Matt as your wide receivers. And maybe you see a little more Dallas Goedert today because he could be one of your best receiving options if we actually get to see him play. Still not really sure what happened last week with Josh Perkins getting way more targets than Dallas Goedert. But you would like to see a little bit of production from your second round pick. He was your basically your top draft pick this year, and it would be nice to see him in the offense, especially with lack of weapons on offense. And Alshon Jeffrey is still week to week. He was a limited participant in practice on Friday. So maybe not next week, but maybe that Vikings game, we get Alshon back. And I think that's part of the reason why Jordan Matthews was here. He was a very safe Band-Aid to get you to Alshon's return. And, you know, I'm hoping maybe that Minnesota game is something we can circle for Alshon. We will see. His practice reps are getting up and up. He appears to feel pretty well. So we will see there. But Jordan Matthews, yeah, in my opinion, is a Band-Aid to get you through to Alshon. And then from there, I think Howie's still going to be working the phones for a trade. I think it's very rare in after 2 weeks of the NFL season that teams blow it up and start trading people. But after weeks 5, 6, 7, that's when teams might consider, all right, we got nothing this season, so why don't I get rid of Golden Tate or J.J. Nelson or, you know, Devontae Parker, something like that. So I do think Howie is going to work a trade. So Jordan Matthews, to me, is just that kind of stopgap. He has a chemistry and friendship with Carson Wentz. They're very familiar with one another. And he knows the playbook. He knows the offense. Look, Jordan Matthews is what he is. He doesn't have the best hands in the world. He doesn't really have incredible speed or speed at all. And he doesn't have playmaking ability. But he does have a rapport with the quarterback. He knows that stadium and this team, and he knows the playbook, so he can step right in and hopefully fill a tiny role for you. But I do think Carson is going to target him today for sure. We will see him on the field. I would like to see a little more Dallas Goedert today. It's going to be interesting to see. No offense to Josh Perkins, but I can't take Josh Perkins anymore. They threw to him last week, and I go, who? Josh Perkins? Where did he come from? Rich Rogers, the tight end they brought in from Green Bay, was going to be the team's third tight end option. He's been hurt, so we haven't seen him yet. And then Josh Perkins comes out of nowhere and was like, what? So offensively, it's going to be interesting to see. But obviously, Carson Wentz makes everyone better. He throws people open. He puts balls in windows that, you know, they're meant to be in. And he's a truly dynamic quarterback, and it's just going to be great to see him back out there. But the backfield is banged up a little bit. Jay Ajayi and Darren Sproles are out of today's action. Luckily, Clement is going to play, but he also has that quad injury. So they called up local kid Josh Adams from CB South, I think it is. So a very cool day for the Adams family from Central Bucks as they get to go watch their son and family member play for his hometown team. That's pretty cool. But it's going to be Wendell Smallwood and Josh Adams in that backfield. And look, it could be a big day for Wendell Smallwood. He has another opportunity to get some real work in this game. And to me, if he doesn't take advantage, it could be the end of Wendell Smallwood. You know, Josh Adams, if he shows you anything, I think will get the nod over Wendell Smallwood going forward. So if I'm Wendell Smallwood, I want to make sure I have a big game today. But Corey Clement is going to play. There was a little bit of uncertainty yesterday with that. So good to see Clement out there today. But, you know, time of possession, controlling the game. It'll be interesting to see what Doug has in store for Carson and the offense. You know, it is wet out there. His over-under on rushing yards for the game is 16.5. But it is his first time in action, getting hit with that brace on. You know, it's a whole different ball of wax when you're actually in live action. You can practice with that brace as much as you want. You can, think you're ready. But until you get out there and actually are getting, you know, pursued by massive men on the other team trying to, you know, bring harm to you, it's different. And it's the first time he's playing in game action with a brace. It's going to take probably a little bit of an adjustment there. His nerves at home are going to be, you know, up, and he's going to be anxious and, you know, buzzing around out there. So, you know, big day for him, and how he comes out in that first quarter is going to be, something to watch for sure. But I don't know what it is. I just fully expect him to look like Carson Wentz of old. I really do. I think maybe next week could be a little bit, not the letdown game, but a little more rust. I think he gets through today great, and then I think life's a little different next week on the road, you know, because sometimes the excitement and all of that can carry you through the nerves, and we'll see. I'm just kind of spitballing there, but I think he's fine today, maybe finds a struggle next week. It doesn't make a ton of sense, but to me it does. But around the league this weekend in the NFC East, it's a tough slate for the rest of the teams in the division. The Redskins get Aaron Rodgers coming to town, who's essentially coming off of a loss in his tie to the Vikings last week. So that's a tough game at FedEx Field for the Redskins. The Giants, the Cowboys travel to Seattle for the 4:30 game today. Now, that'll probably be the one on TV here. Chargers-Rams is a good game at 4 o'clock. I hope that's on TV. But definitely Scott Hansen will have us covered there. So that's a tough game for the Cowboys. The Seahawks are not the Seahawks of the old, but they certainly, you know, are. It's a tough place to play. It's a tough stadium to play in, and it's very loud up there. And then the Giants have the Texans, which is in Houston. That's a tough game. Deshaun Watson's another guy that returned from injury this season. The first game, he kind of had the jitters. He was sailing balls a little bit high when they took on New England. And, you know, Deshaun Watson's a hell of a quarterback. So that's a tough game for the Giants. And, you know, that's on at 1 o'clock, so we won't really be seeing that. But Eric Flowers versus Jadeveon Clowney or J.J. Watt, whoever he gets, that's a tough assignment for a turnstile of an offensive tackle. So it could be a nightmarish day for Eli Manning. Hopefully we'll get a couple new Manning face memes out of it at the slightest. But there's a real chance the rest of the division could go 0-3 this weekend. That it's probably not likely. It's probably a 1-2 type of thing. But those are tough matchups for the rest of the division. So you would like to see the Eagles kind of send that message to the rest of the division today that, look, we're not going anywhere. This is our division. So bugger off. But yes, it would be nice if the rest of the division went 0-3 and the Eagles were able to handle the Colts at home. But it is game day. I'm Jamie Lynch in with you until 10 o'clock today. And then we send it down to Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino for Devon Givens, Trey Thomas, and Eitan Shander doing the pregame show. And just remember, if you're one of the first 97 people down there today, you get a little Fanatic prize pack for you and a chance at winning free tickets to the Vikings game, the next home game the Eagles have. So that's definitely worth the chance there. We'll be back talking about the game. Two segments left. If you want to get in, 610-632-0975. Are we being overconfident about this game today? The Colts and Andrew Luck aren't the Colts of last year anymore. Andrew Luck is back. He's, you know, a dynamic quarterback, one of the top young quarterbacks in the league. And the defense is going to have their hands full because of it. I think we're being a little overconfident. I think it's going to be a tough game. If I actually had to bet on the spread, I would probably take the Colts. But this is an avoid game for me. I think the Eagles win a close one, and the Colts cover the line. But I've been wrong many times before, Dylan, so don't quote me on that. Fanatic Sports Time is 9:23.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. Carson Wentz is back. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to celebrate at the Fanatic pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino. Join the Fanatics Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Eitan Shander starting at 10 a.m. The first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack, plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party. See the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Lots of free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. Yeah! Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
So I meet up with this guy I hang out with sometimes. I heard his car got nailed, so I tell him, that's too bad. He says, not really. And I have no clue what he means by that. Long story short, I find out he went to a lawyer and a doctor and told him he got hurt because he's going to try to get a lot of money out of the insurance company. I told him I don't get how he can pull something like this off, since I know he wasn't even in the car when it got hit.
Lying on an insurance claim is insurance fraud. In Pennsylvania, it's a felony.
So he gives me this hard look and says, well, the insurance company doesn't need to know how the accident went down, do they? I tell him he's just asking for trouble. I don't want anything to do with this mess.
Insurance fraud is a serious crime, and Pennsylvania is cracking down on those who commit it. Know the risks. Know the penalties. To learn more, visit helpstopfraud.org. A message to consumers from the Pennsylvania Insurance Fraud Prevention Authority.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But if the cost of sending your kids back to school is causing you to put off your project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window might have a solution to your problem. In addition to receiving 20% off on windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money down and take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. You'll get an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings. And you get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. But you must act now. This offer for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's just a short drive away. With 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, a world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $175 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-40C-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-40C-GOLF.
It's Boot Barn's interview series with Miranda Lambert. What drives Idyllwind?
I'm a jeans and t-shirt girl. I have been since I could wear jeans and t-shirts, and I always will be. The fancy glam parts of the business that I'm in aren't who I am all the time. You know, it's fun every now and then.
Yep.
That's a lot of what Idyllwind is driven by. That's what I call trustees. Just a good pair of jeans, a good pair of boots, a nice solid t-shirt that's comfy.
Oh, I love that. Idyllwind by Miranda Lambert can now be found exclusively at Boot Barn.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional or Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for $25.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is Mike Missanelli. Tune in to hear Brian Westbrook and I break down the birds every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. presented by my guys at Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at LandisBC.com.
Sports talk for Ben Salem and all of Bucks County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
So damn proud.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch with you until 10 o'clock today as we then send it down to the Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino for the pregame show with Devon Givens, Trey Thomas, and Eitan Shander. But I'm with you up until 10 o'clock. We have two more segments if anyone wants to get in to talk about the game today. It's an exciting day as we get the return of Carson Wentz. 610-632-0975 is the number, 610-632-0975. I got a tweet from Steve B, and he makes a good point here. He says, in the first two games, Luck has been getting the ball out quick. He's only been sacked 3 times. The Colts are leading the NFL in third down conversion percentage, and their running game has been solid. They're rotating the three running backs kind of thing going on. They have Marlon Mack, Jonathan Hankins, is that his name? And I forget the third guy, but regardless, they do, you know, work the three. Jordan Wilkins, excuse me, and Naheem Hines are the three guys they rotate in. You know, if you have any of those guys in fantasy, it's a disaster because running backs by committee are death for fantasy football. But they have the three of them, so Lucky is going to be getting the ball out quick and underneath. I read you the stat earlier. The first 2 weeks, his yards per attempt average are only like 5 and 4 yards. You know, back in 2016 when he last played, his averages were like 8, 9 yards an attempt. So they're not yet letting him rip it down the field just yet. They're probably going to be looking at a lot of that short stuff, especially with this defensive line the Eagles have. So they need to preserve Andrew Luck's shoulder. And the way to do that is get rid of the ball and not get sacked by Fletcher Cox. Pretty simple. This defense for the Colts is a young, aggressive, kind of fly-around-the-field defense. And they have a second-round draft pick, middle linebacker, and he's got the nickname Maniac. So that's always kind of cool. That's a great nickname to have. But I believe he had 18 tackles last week. His name is Darius Leonard, the Maniac. So keep an eye on him today. But when you have a young, inexperienced, super aggressive defense, you can exploit that with a cerebral quarterback, which the Eagles get today in number 11. My money would be on Carson Wentz being overly prepared for this game today. You know, I think in their heart of hearts, they've had this one circled on the calendar for a while. If Nick Foles had gone, you know, if he lost to the Falcons and maybe Carson Wentz comes back week two. But I think this Colts game's been circled for a while. So that means that Carson Wentz has probably been going overdrive on film study for the Colts to get ready for them. He's been focused and determined this offseason. But Ron Jaworski joined Eitan and Bob on Friday and talked about this Colts defense and what to expect from them. Here's Jaws.
You know, the Colts do not blitz. They blitz fewer than any team in the league. And you know, they'll play a lot of zone behind it. So Carson's going to get those easy throws, those easy completions. And I think Doug, early in the game, will manage that. And I don't think you're necessarily going to get those bombs down the field because of the style of the Colts defense. They like to keep everything in front of them. They don't want to give up the big plays. But, of course, Doug has always been good designing explosive plays. But I think this is a good game for Carson to come back to because he's going to get zone coverage. He's going to get very little blitzing. He's going to have time to deliver the football.
There you have it. Jaws himself giving you that. And Carson versus zone coverage, I'll take Carson 10 times out of 10 because the key to beating a zone defense is sometimes throwing it when the guys aren't even out of their breaks yet, finding the smart receivers that are able to sit down and find the pockets in coverage. And Carson knows how to dictate that. And everybody in the offense becomes better when Carson Wentz is back in the game. Zach Ertz is going to be a huge part of today's success, in my opinion. Doug Peterson loves throwing to the tight end. Last year in the NFL, the Eagles were second in the league in tight end targets, only behind
Time Jers.
Yes, and Travis Kelce. So Doug Peterson did learn from Andy Reid in the importance of the tight end. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, Trey Burton and Brent Celek are no longer there. But Zach Ertz is, and Dallas Goedert, hopefully plays a big role in today's game. I think we'd all like to see something out of our top draft pick from this season instead of Josh Perkins. So I'd like to see Carson and him together and how they perform. But Doug loves throwing to the tight end. Indianapolis knows that, and they're going to do their best to take Zach Ertz out of the game today. But it's imperative that he's, you know, him and Nelson Agholor are your top two threats out there. So you got to make it work. And the other major part of today's game is the health of Jason Peters. He was back in practice on Friday. He knows how important it is for him to be out there, you know, protecting Carson's blind side. He is the bodyguard. You know, if he has to pull himself out of the game, it's concerning because there's a big drop off between him and Big V. Last year, you know, Trey's coming up at 10 o'clock. Jason Peters and Lane Johnson were, both in the top 10 in the league in allowing pressure on their percentage of snaps. Like, you know, people want to say Jason Peters, you hear ridiculous things after a loss. Jason Peters needs to hang it up. He's costing the team. But he allowed pressure on 3% of his, snaps last year. That was second in the league. Jason Peters is still an elite talent. So knock on wood that Jason Peters' quad holds up today. in the game, because that's a big part of it. You know, just it changes the way Carson has to think. If he looks and sees number 71 over there, he goes, all right, cool, my blind side's safe. Big V, on the other hand, let up pressure on the snaps he played 8.5% of the time, which was, you know, in the bottom half of the league. For he was like 71st overall in pressure allowed. So you go from second in the league to like 72nd in the league if Peters has to leave the game. So if Carson looks over and sees Big V, he goes, all right, can't really have my back exposed too often over there, because, you know, pressure's coming. So Jason Peters' health is a big part of today's game. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, how many blitzes Jim Schwartz dials up today, because if that defensive line isn't getting pressure to Luck early, you know, there's a good chance he dials up some blitzes and sends the house. You know, the Eagles were up there in the league last year with the Cleveland Browns for most plays sending six or more pass rushers. I don't think we've seen a ton of it week one and two, but you know, it started the game last week. You know, Ronald Darby had a corner blitz to start the game, and that's what led to Jalen Mills, you know, getting toasted by DeSean Jackson once Malcolm Jenkins was supposed to be the deep center help, and he bites on a root. You have DeSean Jackson versus Jalen Mills, and I'll put my money on DeSean on that one every time. The guy's still in elite speed and talent in this league. You know, I'm not saying, actually, I was talking about it yesterday after the show down at the New Wave Cafe, that can you imagine we cut that guy coming off a 1,300-yard, 9-touchdown career year? We just straight up cut him. That's just, it's just weird. So thank you, Chip Kelly, for that. But yes, DeSean will, you know, have an advantage over somebody like Jalen Mills in an open field 10 times out of 10. So it'll be interesting to see if Jim Schwartz dials up some pressure today on some blitzes and gets back to the team they were last year. The Eagles, here's a stat from last year. The Eagles only blitzed on 22% of their pass defensive snaps, which was tied for fifth fewest in the NFL. But when they did blitz, they went all out. So that's where the stat of leading the league with six or more pass rushers comes from. You know, straight up blitzes, very limited. But when they did blitz, they sent six or more. And, you know, if you can rattle Andrew Luck today early, that can change the entire dynamic of the game. You know, just send a message to him early, because this Colts offensive line is one of the weaknesses of this team. So we'll see what happens there. You know, getting to Andrew Luck is imperative. But they are going to try and Eli Manning you and get rid of the ball quickly. You know, not take any hits. It's the same way for Carson for me. Don't take any hits today, man. I know you have that in you, and it's hard to, you know, take that out of a player, because look, that's what we as fans want to see, is him, you know, scrambling and extending plays and you know, broken plays and coming up with big plays. But he has to watch himself, especially on a slick field with his knee. You know, when you have a slick field, the chances of hyperextending stuff is much greater because of the traction isn't there. And it's his first game with a brace. So he's got to, unfortunately, keep himself in check a little bit today. You know, if the situation calls for him throwing it away, you know, I'm sure that's not in his DNA, but, you know, it might be what's best for everybody right now. We have one more segment left, 610-632-0975. If you want to get in before we send it down to Devon and Trey and Eitan at the Sugar House, 610-632-0975 are the numbers. It's game day. I feel weird doing it. Let me just have Trey do it. It is game day. We're a little more than 3 hours away from Carson Wentz taking the field as Eagles quarterback.
How cool is that?
It's very cool, Carson. Fanatics Sports Time is 9:40.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Carson Wentz is back. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to celebrate at the Fanatic pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino. Join the Fanatics, Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Eitan Chander starting at 10 a.m. The first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack, plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party. See the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy $1 dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets.
Plus, lots of free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. Yeah! Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
On Saturday, September 22nd, tune into HBO for an exclusive replay of this past weekend's epic middleweight title rematch between boxing stars Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Triple G Golovkin. Relive all the action Saturday, September 22nd at 10.05 p.m. Then, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel returns with a profile of Dale Earnhardt Jr., once NASCAR's most popular driver. After retiring from racing, he's now delivering his engaging personality and popularity to the broadcast booth. Tuesday, September 25th at 10 p.m. Plus, HBO Sports presents Student Athlete, a documentary film from executive producer LeBron James and producers Maverick Carter and Steve Stout, illuminating the hardships endured by unpaid college athletes, despite generating billions for their institutions. Tuesday, October 2nd at 10 p.m., only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016, call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease the U.S. bank. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25 cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-1.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. At Conkerville Nissan, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Nissan, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. September is your month to drive a new Nissan, like a 2018 Nissan Rogue S all-wheel drive for just $189 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1,925, or a 2018 Nissan Sentra SV, just $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1,875, or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Also, September is truck month at Conkerville Nissan. Go to 202Nissan.com and check out the amazing deals they have on trucks like the Titan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Tax, tags, and title extra, prior sales excluded. Rogue S selling price, $26,365. VIN number JC764857. Sentra SV selling price, $20,360. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by October 1st, 2018.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
O'Reilly. If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Riding a Ski-Doo snowmobile is an experience unlike any other. With the extreme power of Rotax engine technologies and the agility and handling of the revolutionary RevGen 4 platform, every wide-open straightaway or tight twisting corner becomes your chance to experience what we call that Ski-Doo feeling. Visit your local BRP dealer and save up to $1,500 on select 2018 models during the Yellow Tag Sales Event. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
The Fanatics Deal of the Week saves you money with Fat Jack's Barbecue. For a limited time, purchase a $50 gift certificate to Fat Jack's Barbecue for just $25. That's a 50% discount on mouth-watering, fall-off-the-bone ribs, brisket, and wings. Bring the whole family to one of two Philly area Fat Jack's locations for their award-winning recipes and enjoy the brisket cheesesteak or the pulled pork sandwich without breaking the bank. This Fanatic Deal of the Week is available through Sunday at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal.
Listen to the Ron Jaworski Show every Wednesday from 6 to 7, sponsored by Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild West. Now taking bets at our new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Sixers Station.
Here's Simmons, a jam, a throwdown.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch here with you for one more segment before we send it down to the pregame show. Down at Fishtown Hobson Sugar House Casino, right down there on Delaware Ave. Devon Givens, Trey Thomas, and Eitan Shaner coming up to lead you up to game time. And it's a special game time today as Carson Wentz makes his return to the lineup. Obviously, the full team is not yet back. The Eagles still dealing with some injuries. And one that kind of came out of nowhere on Friday was Corey Clement. And he, you know, tweaked his quad a little bit. And Doug talked about the role that Corey would play today and how they were going to kind of monitor him. Here's Doug.
Well, you got to be careful. You got to be smart there. You know, you can't tax him one way or the other, you know, because he's a versatile and he's a very valuable piece of what we're trying to do, special teams and on offense. So there's a balance there, and we got to make sure that we have the right combination of plays for him.
Yeah, so there it is. Kevin in Blackwood joins the show. He wants to talk about Corey's game today. What's going on, Kev?
Hey, man. Yeah, I was kind of concerned. I really think that them letting LeGarrette Blount really bit him in the you-know-what.
Yeah, it's going to be one to look at because Sproles and Blount got, like, exact same money. It's a shame Sproles has been at and down because he could really be a true weapon for this team right now. But LeGarrette Blount's role last year, he was a stud for them.
He absolutely was. I mean, he was a machine. He just ran over people. And
the Super Bowl, he was great, Kev. He really was.
Yeah, we don't have anybody like that. And you know what? Letting him go, I totally didn't get it when, you know, Ajay, he's kind of got a history of being, you know, getting hurt. And, you know, you really, like, you were gambling getting rid of him. And look, it's coming back to haunt us.
Yeah, it's a huge day for Clement. It's a shame he's a little banged up on the leg there, but he could really establish himself in a pretty big way for this you know, the future today if he can perform when they need him most.
All right, so you do think that they're going to, you know, use him? I think it's in a limited fashion.
Yeah, I would say something around maybe 15 touches, whether it's carries or passing. I do think they have to kind of limit him a little bit.
Right. Okay.
So,
all right.
We'll see, Kev. Go Birds. Thanks for checking in, man.
Go Birds.
Go Birds indeed. We'll get up another caller here before the end of the show. Ryan in Pottstown's on the program. What's up, Ry?
What's going on, James Lynch Jr., man?
And, it's big day. Hey. Big day.
It's the new wave Carson, new wave Wednesday.
Well, he just had a tweet come out about 30 seconds ago, or actually 10 minutes ago. I'll read that when we're done here. But he looks excited and ready to go, and I think all of us are as well, Kev. Or Rye.
Yeah, I used to live down by New Wave. I used to live on Bodine Street. So
yeah,
it was cool
to
hear you broadcast from there yesterday.
Yeah, it's my neighborhood bar. It was really cool to do, and thanks to all the guys there for having us out yesterday. It was a blast. It's a great spot.
Yeah, the only thing, like you said, worries me about is this rain. It's a slippery field. But,
yeah. I wonder if they knew the weather report, you know, if he would be making his start today. But, you know, you can't think about it.
That's why they make good cleats, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
But no, man, I just wanted to give you praise for just listening to you from the beginning to now, dude. You're the man.
I appreciate that, Ryan.
I have a couple heady toppers today, bro.
I'll do my best. All right, Ryan.
All right, later, man.
See ya. Yeah, it's... So here's Carson Wentz. He just tweeted. It's a Carson tweet, so it has his religious overtones. But here it is. He just put it out at 9:30. My God has been faithful and my source of strength through all my highs and lows. What a journey these past 9 months have been. finally getting back on that field, and I can't thank the Lord enough. I know the link is going to be rocking, so let's have some fun today. Fly, Eagles, fly. And a little video of him coming out of the tunnel. And I can just imagine that place today when he takes the field is going to, it might show up on the Richter scale in Philadelphia. You know, a Super Bowl banner hanging and number 11 back out on the field. It's a beautiful thing, man. Ron Jaworski joined Eitan and Bob on Friday. And talked about what you know Carson can expect to see from that Colts team. And here's Jaws talking about what Carson can expect today out on the field.
You never really know until you get on the field and the bodies are flying around. You get knocked down. You got people, you know, at your legs. Hey, you know, they're not going to say, oh, when we get to Carson, let's wrap him up gently and lay him on the ground. No, they want to puncture your lung when they get you. They want to hurt you. That's the nature of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they are. Anytime you have a middle linebacker with the nickname Maniac and your quarterback has a knee injury, I don't really love that, Dylan. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, the slick field out there, he might have to rein himself in today, you know. Maybe, you know, I'm sure in his mind he's ready to be mobile and he's ready to extend plays and do what Carson Wentz does. You know, but just take it easy on that knee, Carson. We need you, man. We need you. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens as far as who he targets the most. Hopefully Nelson Agholor can have himself a day. I'd love to see, a deep target at some point in the game. You know, I guess Nelson is the guy of those out there to do that. But, you know, with Nick Foles in the first two games, you saw mostly underneath stuff, mostly, you know, all kind of in 10-yard, you know, that 5 to 15-yard plays. You know, I remember two plays. The Ertz play down the sideline on the right side that maybe went for 20, 25, and then that one where he almost got Corey Clement killed down by the goal line. But that was it, and that was kind of a broken play. So I think the playbook gets back today with Carson. It opens up everything. Doug and Mike Groh, I don't think we saw the full offense the first 2 weeks because of Nick Foles and his, you know, limits. But Carson Wentz is back. It opens up the playbook. If you have Zach Ertz, it's a huge day for him in fantasy. Let's hope that, you know, he finds the end zone because he hasn't yet this year. Maybe we see a little bit of Dallas Goedert today. But Nelson Agholor is the guy that has to step up. And, of course, Jordan Matthews is there. And I wouldn't be shocked at all if Jordan Matthews ends up in the end zone today because he has that rapport with Wentz. And you know Wentz is going to want to find him. But the running back situation is another one to keep an eye on. Let's hope that Jason Peters is up to full health and doesn't have to, you know, take a step out, because that's another massive key to this game. If Big V comes back in, don't really want to see that with Carson's knee in his first game back. So let's all light a candle that the bodyguard plays a full game today. But don't go anywhere. Coming up next from the Sugar House Casino, they have a 10-foot by 10-foot screen down there. We got the pregame show coming up, and then I believe Eitan stays around, hangs out, and watches the game. If you're one of the first 97 people there, you got a chance to win free Eagles tickets to the Vikings game, the next home game on the schedule. The Birds travel to Tennessee next week and then are back home versus Minnesota. And it'll be good that Carson has a chance to get the rust off 2 weeks in a row before facing that Vikings defense, because that's one of the better defenses he'll see all year. So don't go anywhere. We're a mere 3 hours away from Carson Wentz's return to the Philadelphia Eagles. I can't wait to get home and just watch. I don't even watch pregame show that stuff on TV anymore, but I'm just going to go pull up Carson Wentz highlights and just sit there. But it's a great day, Philadelphia. Have yourself a day. I think the Eagles win like 30-27, 30-26, something like that. I think the Colts cover the number, but the Birds pull out the win. Thanks to Dylan for producing.
Who?
Don't go anywhere. The guys are next from the Sugar House Casino. Devon, Trey, and Eitan take you up until kickoff. Thanks for hanging out with me this morning. I'm Jamie Lynch, and Fanatic Sports Time is 9:55.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic.